Tes Teves, Wednesday the 4th of January, Rabbi Svi Wanderer, Priorities in Learning.
Good morning. I just overheard Mr. Wiesenfeld talking about the Sorry Teves on Friday as a starting point for share about Creator Torah, about learning. So as was mentioned, that the only times which can be on Friday is the Sorry Teves, and it was that way last year, in fact. But it goes a step further, because Asarot HaTevis can also fall on Shabbos, in theory, not in practice nowadays because of the way the calendar is arranged, but the only times which in theory can be on Shabbos besides Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not really Tannis, it's Shabbos Shabbosim, but the only times it can be on Shabbos actually, according to Dinah de Gemara, is Asarot HaTevis, can either fall on Shabbos, the Olam fast on Shabbos, doesn't happen nowadays in practice, and it just got me thinking that the laning that we do on a regular basis on a Tarnas, which the Tarnas laning pushes off. So tomorrow is a Thursday, and normally we lane the weekly parsha. So we all just take it as a given, take it for granted that we push off the laning for a Tarnas, and we don't read the regular laning. And it just sort of got me thinking: what would have been had Asarot HaTevis been on Shabbos? What we have laned, would we lane the second Sefer of the week or the Tarnas for Haftarah? If you, you have to sit around the Shabbos table to talk about the Parsha when there's no Shabbos table to eat around. So it's just definitely gets one thinking about, and a lot of things we take for granted in terms of laning, in terms of when you have Yom Tov pushes away Shabbos laning, so wherever Parsha it is, we push off Yom Tov laning. So why do we do that? Why do we, sometimes Shabbos laning is not pushed off? Comes to Rosh Chodesh or to Chanukah, then the Rosh Chodesh laning is only put as a mufter at the end, whereas the main laning is the parsha of the week. And you can't just say because Rosh Chodesh is too short, because you see during the week we try and split into four parshas into one short section, so we could in theory divide it into seven if we needed to, or extend it a little bit, but we don't. So just try and discuss a little bit about the different priorities that laning things should come before the others, and try and develop that theme. So obviously the starting point would be the sources, the Makoros, to where laning comes from. Why do we lane particular parts, and what is the Makoros to them? So there are two main sources. One is the Gemara Baba Kama, and one is the Gemara Megillah, Mishnah Megillah. Gemara Baba Kama, relatively well known, says that the institution of laning on the Shabbos and the Monday and Thursday was from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara said that it went 3 days in the Midbar and they couldn't find any water, and the water in Mayim El Torah. Doshi Rishon is Omru in Mayim El Torah Shenema V'Havikot Tzumu Lachem Lachu L'Mayim. Kivish Ha'ochus Shleish Yomim B'Loi Torah Nilu. The Bnei Yisrael traveled for 3 days without Torah. Because they traveled for 3 days without Torah, they now began to wane and to become weak. Omdu Nevi'im Shebeneim Etiknu, the Nevi'im Masakim, means Moshe Rabbeinu was Sheikonim Shabbos Masikim Be'echav Shabbos. They would read on Shabbos and they would stop on Sunday. The Konim Sheni, they would read on Tuesday. Masikim Be'shlishi Rabbi, they stop on Tuesday and Wednesday. They would not read. The Konim Chamishi, read on a Thursday. Masikim Be'er Shabbos Kadesh Yalinu Gimel Yomim Ve'Loi Torah. Important line here, Kadesh Yalinu Gimel Yomim Ve'Loi Torah. It should not be 3 days that go by without learning Torah. And that was Tekonis Moshe Rabbeinu, they should be laying on a Shabbos on a Monday and a Thursday. And added to that was Ezra also added Shabbos and Mincha. That was Ezra added that, which is very relevant today. The 3 days, we know that Ches, Tes, and Yud Teves are three days of Tzar for Klal Yisrael, because on Ches, they translated the Torah into Greek on the 8th. On the 9th today is the yard side of Ezra Sofer, and it was the end of an era in terms of Nebuah, etc. So Ezra who was Nifta today, was Misaki and Shabbos Mincha laning. So Moshe was Misaki and Shabbos Monday and Tuesday, and Ezra was Misaki on Shabbos Mincha. And just Tosef points out that why Sheni the Chamishi particularly, he said because those days Yimei Rotzon, Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the second Luchos on a Thursday. That was the first day he went up, and he returned on a Tuesday. That's why Sheni the Chamishi Yimei Rotzon, why Tachanun was extended on those days as well. The Yimei Rotzon, Monday and Thursday, quite right. Monday and Thursday are Yimei Rotzon. And that is a source to the laning during the regular parashas of the week. The Gemara Megillah. All right, what did it do at my house? The Gemara Megillah, the last Mishnah Megillah, says that the source of the Kriyas HaTorah for the Mayadim, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Arba Parashiyos as well, all those are Medina the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions all those things that they, and it tells you what lane you should lane for Yom Tov and what you should lane for Chanukah, etc. And that is the last Mishnah Megillah. There's a very interesting machlokes as to whether any or some of, that's fine, we've got past that stage, so there's a machlokes whether there's any, whether the din is deraisa derabonon. So we have a rule that you have to lay in certain days, so is it deraisa derabonon? So the majority of the poskim, the Prima Golden, Pre-Cholish, all are of the opinion that the laning is midrabbanon, even though the Gemara and Megillah, which we, the elusive Gemara and Megillah, which we haven't got over here, is it quotes a Mishnah. Mishnah quotes a Mishnah, says, Vayadavim Moshe, Mayadavim Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, Moshe spoke over the Mayadim of Bnei Yisrael, and it seems we bring it from a pasuk, Prima Godim and others say it's an asmachto. It's not an actual source though, right? So therefore, when we lane on Yom Tov, they say, and Shabbos as well, it's not a Torah rule, it's a Tekonos Neviim, it's very well founded. It's from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the Sakin, but still has the status not of a Deraisa but a Dibrei Sofim, which is more or less a Midrabbanon. There are opinions, Bach, strong opinion of that sense, and the Ritzva in Moran Megillah as well, that the laning is Deraisa on Yom Tov. They actually bring a source from the Gemara says that the Vahoya in Kriya Shema tells you that the Torah is said b'chol loshen. Torah nemeres b'chol loshen. Machlokes, and other opinions say that the Torah nemeres b'loshen hakodesh nemer. The Torah is said in loshen hakodesh. So Tosafos and others ask, what's the relevance of saying that the Torah is said in loshen hakodesh? You tell me that there's a possibility to tell you Torah said in Lashon HaKodesh. What's the relevance of that? When do you say it? He said, if you mean you want to sit down with your chavrus and learn, so what's, if you say it in English, say it in Swahili, say it, you want to learn Torah, you can say any language you want. So what does it mean, Torah, Lashon HaKodesh, Nemra? So Tosafos says that it's referring to one or two particular parashas, the parasha Zohar, and possibly parashas Porah, which everyone agrees that parashas Zohar, the Zechel, Mechias and Molech is Doraisa. So Tosafos said that the idea of Torah being said in Lashon HaKodesh specifically refers to that obligation. That's only Torah obligation, and parashas Porah possibly as well. But the Ritzvah says no. It says here you see, it must be that all the laning we do must be a Chiyav Doraisa. Otherwise the Torah wouldn't have told you from the word of Ahoya that the Torah must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Otherwise, it has no relevance practically. So that's the Ritzvah, but it's a Ritz Das Yochid. Majority of opinions hold that our laning that we do on a regular basis is a rabbinic obligation, and Minach Neviim from Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's not Minach Torah. If you think about just the structure of the Shabbos laning, it's a yearly cycle. We know also the Gemara Megillah mentioned, I'm sure you're familiar, that in Bovel they lay the Megillah every 3 years, they finish the Torah 3 years. Someone mentioned to me, I think twice every 7 years, not much, but it's definitely not the way we do it. We lay in the Torah once a year, and it seems to be that the idea is that you should finish the whole Torah in 1 year. Not so much particularly that you have to lay in a parsha in any given week, because of course the Gaboyim and Matzahs will know that the parshas are pushed off regularly, Yom Tov, etc., and therefore it's more the concept that you have to have lain the whole Torah in one year. And there's a bit of a riot to that from a situation where a shul, for some reason, didn't lane in any given week. So let's say they didn't get a minyan, outlying community somewhere far, Bristol, I don't know, and they didn't get a minyan in a certain week. So the halacha is you can make it up. You can catch up in the future weeks, and people then have to hit two parashas. So it does seem to indicate that the parashas which we do, although they are fixed at a certain intervals, but if for some reason they are omitted, then it seems that the obligation still continues. The words I saw that we don't say Avos Manu Batal Karbona. We don't say that once the time has elapsed, then the whole thing is now irrelevant. You should read in future weeks. There are interesting discussions about whether, for example, in 1 week there was a double parasha, so it was Chas Bolok, and you missed out both of those. Can you make up for two? So in other words, next week you're going to have three altogether, right? So very delayed Sholom, very much delayed Sholom. And there's There's some say you can't do that. Some say we never heard of having more than two things made up. I think the Gaon implies that it's a bit like tefillah. With tefillah, you can make up one tefillah. You know, tashlumim for tefillah. If you miss out a shacharis, you can do two minchas, so you can make up one. That's the general halacha. But so the Gaon says, so too with leini, you can make up one seven. You can't make up two. So if you actually miss out a double parashas, you can't do it at all, because you can't do half the remedy, so you can't do anything. That's what one of the Mishmarot seems to say, that you can indeed make up multiple parshias. So he said, for example, if a shul was having an argument over any given week, and they didn't manage to lane, and then the arguments, as they tend to do, spilled over into the week after, and they finally made shalom after 5 weeks, so you can then make up all five parshias, and there's probably about to be more arguments after that, and probably after, but you can make them all up in one go. So one opinion says that you can't end off if you're finishing a seder after Vayechi, this week, Vayechi. So it shouldn't happen to anybody, my brocha, but if you miss out Vayechi this week, then they say you can't lay Shmos and Vayechi and Shmos. Why? Because normally when you lay a double parashia, you have a link aliyah. One parashia, one person gets caught up between the two parashias, to show that it's all one. There's ain't a hogger, it's not right to go from one sefer to another, from Bereshit to Shemos. So therefore, some say you shouldn't do that. But I think it's generally accepted that if you want to make up whatever you missed out, it can be made up. And we seem to be sort of painting the picture here that the parshias of the week are ongoing chiyuv throughout the year. So each person would have finished their chiyuvim of the sedras throughout the year. Now, I saw a beautiful Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, where he really paints an incredible picture of what the chiyuv of leini is. And it creates a lovely structure to help understand why some, as we start at the beginning, why some things are pushed off, other things are not. This is what Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe says the following. He says that the weekly parashas, Bereishis, Noach, etc., they're part of an obligation of Limud Torah. Chazal gave us a chiyuv of Limud Torah. As we read out the Gemara beforehand, it says that they went 3 days without Torah, and 3 days without Torah is not a good thing. So Chazal, Moshe, with Mesachim, you should have a Limud Torah every 3 days. So the parashas of the week, the ongoing parashas are a chi of limud Torah, he says. That's how he describes them. So too, the leaning on Yontov is a chi of limud Torah. Very interesting thing. So that's just how we know there's a principle of shoelim the dorshim behilchas pesach shloshim yom kedem achag. Person has an obligation to learn the halachas and be familiar with the halachas of any upcoming Yontov before Yontov. So too, part and parcel of that is that on the day of Yontov, you lane about Shavuos, you lane about Sukkot, you lane about Rosh Hashanah, you lane about these Yom Tovim on their day. And it's actually a chi of limud Torah as such. It's a chi of to understand what the days are all about and to fathom what the purpose of the day is and the mitzvahs of the day. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, when it comes to Sukkot, and Sukkot falls on Shabbos, so we don't lane the parasha, whatever it be, this a bracha, we don't lane the parasha of the week. Why? Because we replace the chiyuv limud Torah, which normally comes through the weekly parasha, whatever it might be, this week is Vayechi, we replace your chiyuv limud Torah with a different chiyuv limud Torah. What should you be learning now? You should be learning the inyonim of the Mayadim. That's what you should be learning. When it comes to Sukkot, you should be learning up about the Mayadim. When it comes to Pesach, what's your limud Torah? What should your daily dose, for the phrase, be? What should it be? It should be about the Mayadim. And therefore, your Chiyuv limud Torah, it morphs from the classic limud of the weekly parashas into a limud about the Mayadim. A bit like Dachayomi says, ongoing Chiyuv to learn Torah, and it just depends what your Chiyuv is. It might be a Chiyuv to learn about the parashas. When we're up to Pesach time, now you're chiyuv limud Torah, how should you be structuring your day around learning what? Should you be learning about the Mayadim? So therefore, when it comes to the Yontov leining pushes off Shabbos leining, because they're not really a contradiction. They fit very nicely together, because they're both about the chiyuv limud Torah. So we replace one chiyuv limud Torah for the parasha of the week with the limud Torah of Yontov. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, to Chanukah, to Purim, you always see that none of those push off the Shabbos, Purim, not on Shabbos, but we don't, now it can be Purim Shulish, then you have leaning on Shabbos, and you lay the parasha which we lay on Purim, but certainly Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, Tarnis, all of those, when they would come on Shabbos, then they do not defer, you don't push off the Shabbos leaning. Why? Because he says the leaning you do on Hanukkah or Rosh Chodesh or Atanas, it's not a chiv limud Torah as such. The purpose of it isn't to instruct us as to what we should be doing now, like shaking your lulav, that's the best comes to Sukkot. The purpose of the laning is a declaration. Like Hanukkah, Pesumim Nisal, declaring that it's Hanukkah. Rosh Chodesh is also, you see in Gemara and Sukkah, they talk about how they put the karbonus of the Rosh Chodesh in a sudden special, a very noticeable place in the Mizbech, in a very apparent, obvious, public area of the Mizbech, because they want to declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh, Atanis also going to declare to the Amun Atanis, if he wants to do Teshuvah and be Moir themselves. So Atanis, Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, they're all declarations, not learning Torah, you're declaring something. So that's the case. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, so you've still got to learn Torah, so you have to learn Vayechi, whatever it may be, you have to learn the parasha of the week, because you have to learn Torah. And then you make a declaration, you declare about Rosh Chodesh afterwards. Comes to Hanukkah on Shabbos, you have to learn that Torah, you want to make Pesumim Nisal, so you declare about Hanukkah in the end of learning in the Maftir. So therefore, says Ramosha, we have two very different types of obligations when it comes to laning. You have the Shabbos and Yom Tov laning, which is a chiyuv limud Torah as such, and therefore each one are interchangeable. Just depends which chiyuv you have to learn. Are you learning about Sukkot now, or are you learning about Zuzah Bracha? It depends, so you can change one for the other. Comes to other types of laning, Tanis, Rosh Chodesh, Purim, and Hanukkah, then those lanings are forms of declaration, and therefore they can't push off the laning of a Shabbos, because you will not fulfill your learning Torah obligations for that day. And he said, when it comes to Monday and Thursday, it's a different story. Monday and Thursday, he says that it's we minimize what we have to do, because there's a problem of bittul melachton. People have to go to work. And if you have lengthy laning on Monday and Thursday, then it will people will have too much distraction from their work, and they won't be able to do so. That's how Ramosha puts it. I want to add a slight nimuk to it. The Gemara in Gemara Megillah says the following. Gemara said that there's machlokus whether the Monday and Thursday laning that we do on a regular basis, there's machlokus whether it counts towards the Shabbos laning. In other words, the Gemara said that you lane Monday and Thursday by Yechi, and you get up to sudden, I don't know, 10 Pesukim or Sheni, and then on Thursday you go from Sheni to Shlishi, or 10 more Pesukim, whatever it is. And then when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos Mincha, you lay in a section. Monday, you lay in another section. Thursday, you lay in another section. Maybe you got to a third, that's where you start from a Shabbos. So the Hashkumah Minyan will be even faster on Shabbos. Extremely rapid laning. There's only about half a Sedra left. That's one opinion of the Gemara. I'm not sure who said that. One of the Amora says that. The other Amora, which we Paskin like, says that, as we do, that you lay in the same thing on Monday, on Shabbos Mincha, and then same thing again on Monday, same thing on Thursday, and the Eina Oyla Lecheshm, it doesn't count towards the Shabbos Mincha. It has no status in of itself. It's just something you lay in and you go back again. So the way I understood it could be that the idea of the laying on Monday and Thursday is not so much that it's part of the ongoing yearly basis of the laning, but it's really you have a chiyuv to lane something. You have to have some limud Torah, and therefore it doesn't count towards the cheshbon halacha. But the opinion we follow, it doesn't count towards your weekly parashas. So therefore, the laning on Monday and Thursday isn't as much as a part of your ongoing yearly basis to lane the whole sum total of the Torah, but just a chiyuv to lane something. And therefore, if you lane something, whatever it is, Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah or Purim, whatever it is, that is sufficient. Therefore, when it comes to Tanis, we lane something on Monday and Thursday, and even though it's not going to count towards our cheshbon idea, that doesn't matter, and that's sufficient for Monday and Thursday. So that is how Rav Moshe explains why on Shabbos, Yom Tov, the laning is Madzcha, the regular laning was Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah, it's not. There is just a further point which needs to be developed on that. When it comes to laning on Yom Tov, on Yom Tov we take out two separate Torah. And the interesting thing about Yom Tov, it's not like Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, but the topics are completely diverse and different. Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, first thing Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Yom Tov, you lane Yom Tov, and then you do more Yom Tov. You lane about whatever it is, Pashas, Emma or A, and then you take out another Sefer Torah, and you lane the Musaf, Korban Musaf, Pashas Pinchas, you lane more about the same thing. So it's worth thinking about what exactly is the Ikka, and what is the Tofel? What is the main Chiyav in Yom Tov? Is it the principal laning which you start with is first Sefer Torah, or is it the Maftir, the Korban? And I was discussing actually with somebody of Simchas Torah, because I believe there's an opinion of the, I think the Belzers have the following minhag, they, when it comes to Simchas Torah, so many of us make Kiddush before Musaf, which is fine. Make Kiddush after the Davening Shacharis, we make Kiddush because it's going to be a long davening, and you care for the Hakafos. So I believe in Belz, they have the minhag that they, you first have to hear Kriyas Torah before you eat anything. So it's not just, Shacharis not enough, you have to Shacharis plus Leini. So the question is, how much Leini do you need to hear? And it's very relevant because, of course, the Maftir, i.e. the Korban Musaf, which is the third Sefer on Simchas Torah, so no one's going to hear that, so they've had all the layers of the whole shul, and Kodal Chosin Torah, and Chosin Brejas, and by that time people are going to be flagging, waiting for, desperate for their Kiddush, and clearly that's not the Minhag. So, what is the Ikka though? Can you say you've heard your Leini when you heard already Zisa Bracha, whatever it might be? Or is the Chiyav Leini primarily the Korban? Because really, intuitively, you might say the Korban Musaf is more focused on the day. It's a specific Korban which you do for that day. Then maybe that's the Ikka. So, Rosh Hashanah, I saw there's a tour in Reish Pei Beis that brings the opinion of Shvoleh HaLechet. Shvoleh HaLechet says the following thing. He has a very interesting thing. He says as follows. He says, although we customarily say Kaddish between the two Sforim, whenever you have two Sifrei Torah, so you say, you lay in the first one, then you say Kaddish, Chazik Kaddish, and then you lay in from the second one. So the Shvoleh HaLechet says that that should only be true when you are laning Yontov laning, when you're laning the Korban Musaf. However, when you laning Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chanukah, Dalet Parshios, Shkolim, Chodesh, Poral, and Parsha Zocho, he says, then you should really, we don't pass on this, by the way, just for the record, he says, the Shvoleh HaLechet says, you should really say Kaddish afterwards. And not only that, he says, so if it comes to Rosh Chodesh and Parsha Zocha or Chanukah, he says, really, the person's called up for that one, for Parsha Zocha or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, should really be Min HaZayin Kruin, should be amongst the seven primary aliyahs. We know that there are seven aliyahs and you're most of one more for Maftir. He says, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, you should really make the Rosh Chodesh aliyah one of the seven, one of the main seven. Why, he says? Because, he said, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, it's a fundamental part of the laning. You have to lane about Rosh Chodesh. Can't remember Musaf on Yom Tov. So the Musaf is just another one. It's just a bit more the same thing. You've been laning about Musaf. Sorry, you've been laning about Yom Tov anyway. Let's say take Sukkot. You're laning about Sukkot anyway in the whatever parsha you lane for the main for the first episode, right? And the second one is just more about Sukkot. So fine. So then it's just an extra one, just a mafti added on at an eighth aliyah. Why not to say Kaddish between them to separate it from the main laning? When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it shouldn't be separated from the main laning. What are you doing? He says the main laning has to include the Surah Hayom, which is Rosh Chodesh or Parsha Zocha or Chanukah. Why are you deferring it to the end? He said, why are you pushing it off? It should be amongst the seven Kurim. It should have Kaddish afterwards. So that it's clear that it's encapsulated within the main Zion Kurim and within the main laning. That's what Shvoleh HaLechet says. So Beis Yosef says that really he's right in principle. But he said, but the minhag is not to do so. He said, not kavina would be, if you find a place which does so, you shouldn't dispel the minhag as nonsense. He said, really, what the Shvoleh HaLechet said makes a lot of sense, because he said, when it comes to laning of Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, you should really have Kaddish afterwards, even though we don't do so. But what do we see from that? We see from that whole discussion, we see that when it comes to Yom Tov laning, I'll call upon him. One way or the other, comes to Yom Tov laning, it's clear that he understands that the Yom Tov laning is only a hosofa. The Korban Musaf that we added, the second Sefer Torah, is only an additional thing. Rosh Chodesh is not additional, he says. Rosh Chodesh is primary. It's a part of the Chiyuv. When it comes to the Musaf, it's just an added on thing. You're already lamed about Yom Tov. It's more about Yom Tov? Fine. It's extra. It's just an additional one that we have Kaddish between, and it's part of the Maftir. And he says the reason is, the only reason we do it, he says, is because we want to help the Shlich Tzibor when it comes to Musaf to be goyres, to be able to be familiar with the Musaf that he's going to read out in Tfilas Musaf. So you lay in the Korban Musaf in order to familiarize the Shlech Tzibor with the Korban. There's another reason given as well, but that's the one reason he gives over there. So one way or the other, we see that the laning of second Sefer on Yom Tov, the principle is not a principle, it's not the main laning. The main laning is the first laning. And the Korban Musaf is an add-on, an extra thing. That's why it's for Maftir, and that's why it's added on. Whereas Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah not. So when it comes to Simchas Torah, somebody wants to, someone from Bells, they have such a minhag, to wants to eat after laning, and make Kiddush after laning. So after laning, in this context, would mean after the primary laning, after some part of Zos HaBracha, you can already make Kiddush, and you don't need to wait for the Maftir. Then just very quickly, just the situation when there are three Sifrei Torah, the three Shabbosos that can happen besides also on Simchas Torah, but it can happen on three Shabbosos. There can be Chanukah, which is Rosh Chodesh Teves. It can be on Rosh Chodesh Adar when it comes to Shabbos Parshas Shkolim, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan when it's Parshas HaChodesh. Those times you have three Sifrei Torah. And then one has to juggle which one comes first, and everyone's familiar, just to the Chazorah, we're familiar with the idea of Todir. So you first learn the weekly parasha, and then which is Todir. Obviously, Rosh Chodesh is more common than Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zachodesh, and therefore Rosh Chodesh trumps the laning, comes first. Rosh Chodesh comes to number two, and then Parsha Shkolim number three. Chanukah is, of course, more interesting. Chanukah, there's an added element of Pesumei Nisot. And Tosfos and Megillah, sorry, Tosfos and Shabbos, discusses which one comes first. Is it going to be the laning for Chanukah or laning for Rosh Chodesh Teves if it falls on Shabbos? And the Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says that really, Pesumei Nisot should become before Todir. So although we have a principle Todir Sheinu, Todir Kodem, supposed to lay in the more common one first, but we see there's a halacha that if you haven't got enough money for Kiddush Hayom and Ner Chanukah, so you spend the money on Ner Chanukah. Why? Because Ner Chanukah is Pesumei Nisot Odif. Even though Shabbos candles Shana Bayis Odif, with Kiddush and Chanukah, Pesumei Nisot Odif. So it should be, he says, when it comes to laying, you should really lay in Chanukah first. You should lay in Chanukah first, and then you should lay in Rosh Chodesh, which we don't do, right? We don't do that. So it says to us, why not? Why do we do Rosh Chodesh first? Should we Pesumei Nisot first? So the first text gives a beautiful teretz in Lomdus. He says when it comes to choosing one or the other, if you can't afford for Kiddush, you can't afford Kiddush and Ner Chanukah, then Pesumei Nisot wins out. Well, when you're going to do both anyway, you're going to lay in one and the other one, then Pesumei Nisot can get pushed to the back row, because you'll still do Pesumei Nisot. You're still going to publicize the miracle of Chanukah by laying out Chanukah. So why not do the Todir first? That's Tosfos' first teretz. The second teretz is that really, in principle, you're right. So really, Pesumei Nisot should precede Rosh Chodesh. But if you do that, then you'd have to read the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh. And that would be a problem, because then you'd have read the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh in preference to the exclusion of the Haftorah for Chanukah. So it's like a strategic deferral, that if you defer, really Pesumei Nisot should come first, Chanukah should be first. But you push off Chanukah to second, not because it's less important, because it's more important, because you want to lay in the Haftorah of Chanukah, because if you wouldn't do that, then you'd do two layings, one for Rosh Chodesh, one for Chanukah, and only one Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh, that would be wrong, because you miss out Chanukah entirely in Haftorah. That's the second Torah. Tosfos, that's when the three of the Torah run out of time. Just to say, today we mentioned there are three things that we fast for tomorrow about on Shabbat Tevis, about the breaching of the walls. That was tomorrow. Today, Ezra Sofer died. And yesterday was the rising of the Septuagint. I don't know how to pronounce it. Septuagint, right, is my pronunciation. So that, of course, was when they translated the Torah into 70 languages. And we see, of course, beginning to see over here what Ramosha's Kiddush about. Ramosha says that the whole learning of the Torah throughout the year is an ongoing chiyuv, and we have to. You have to be, as it were, have to be holding by learning at all stages, and therefore we see. And that was the terrible thing about the. So Yorub the Gimel Yemei Choshech Lo'olam, 3 days of darkness fell to the world, because when you try and take something which is and put it just into a library book on the shelf, just turn it into another language, just another encyclopedia, they're taking the whole neshama out of the Torah, and that's something which we need to internalize when it comes to the Tanis tomorrow, and that's really something.